What's the deal? It's your boy Jim with 680 Keep It Real and drop it on another topic. Bruh, I just listened to this nigga Cole response. And I'm not trying to be funny. This shit was alright though. It was a little tap. It was a little jab spot. It wasn't nothing crazy. You know what I mean? But if you really thinking about it on some next level shit, a lot of the music that was being put out with Cole recently has been a little bit of jab shots. And I guess he been baiting niggas. Like, he was baiting Kendrick on this shit. To be truthful, like, he was baiting this nigga. And he been baiting niggas for a while. Like, when I listened back to First Person Shooter Mode, I realized it's been honestly a lot of things Cole been saying recently. Like, ever since he dropped Middle Child, when he was coming at and False Prophets, when he was telling niggas, I'm gonna stop, I'm gonna cut my hair, I ain't gonna be growing this shit out. And yo, he was talking about to Kanye, like, this nigga been wilding out. And even with said the line to Wale, Cole has been waiting for the right time to really earth a nigga. And honestly, Kendrick, it's funny that you can look back to a lot of the songs. You can look back to Control, you can look back to like First Person Shooter Mode, you can look back to even older tracks with the stuff that the songs he did on Boy Center with Kendrick, that he been waiting for the time for them two to get to the point where they jab. And this is like our version of the Nas versus Jay shit. Like, and honestly, on the new diss, he said a lot. Like, yo, the takeover shit, when he was like, yo, you only been hot for four sun. That's one, let's say two. Two of them shits was, ooh, like the whole J line. And he says it to Kendrick, like, nigga, your albums, let's be honest, bro. Ever since Good Kid, Mad City, it's been a lot of so-so albums from Kendrick. I love Big Steppers. I didn't really like that Pimp My Butterfly shit, to be truthful. So it's gonna be interesting to see this nigga and J. Cole. He dropped the EP though. That's the crazy shit. That EP got so much fire on it, bro. And I'm a Cam fan. When I heard him do it to the We Ready track, my nigga, that shit was fire, bro. So I can't be looking at y'all because I ain't trying to crash the fucking V. But I'm gonna just let y'all know. If you really hope y'all really ready for some next level shit, because this battle might go down epic. I really can't wait to hear this nigga Kenny Doc come back. And I ain't even worried about Drake. Drake ain't recovered since Pusha shit, so it ain't nothing to be saying about him. And that whole, they got a lot of weirdo shit going on with him and his dissing and the Future shit and a whole bunch of other shit. Like, I ain't even really worried about that. But what I'm really worried about is to see these two MCs battle it out, bro. It's going to be on some next level shit. I'm so excited for it because we've been waiting. It's been a lot of whack, weak battles. Like, it's so many weak battles, man. And I'm so interested to see these two head honcho niggas going at it, bro. And the funny thing is, K-Dot said it on Control. Like, yo, a lot of the barbershop talk been saying who the best, Kendrick, Jigga, or Nas. All you other new niggas is just new nigga. Don't even get involved. He said it on Control. So that whole big three shit that they've been talking about, when J. Cole said who's the big three, Aubrey, K. Dot, or me, K. Dot Biz said that the big three ain't even us, man. So that's why he came back, the big three ain't. It's just me. So, let's just be honest. J. Cole came with a good diss. A so-so diss. I think a lot of the diss from the K-Dot song, Metro shit, I think the beat was so fire. Metro got some of the hottest beats. That's why a lot of us were so caught up on this shit. But in the truth of the matter is, the whole diss is going to come down to one vital thing. How many records are they going to put out? And what record is going to be the ether? What record is going to be the story of 80 on? What record is going to be the bridge is over? And that's what we're looking forward to. All this other week, by head, these little sneak, this, that shit is whatever. What record is going to be the first song? Fuck your click and the click you name. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. What record's going to be that shit? And that's when we going to know who took it. Because there's so many disses we can go down. What record's going to be No Vaseline? What record's going to be The Bitch of You? What record is K. Dot or J. Cole going to drop that we all going to say, damn, we've been waiting for this shit? That's what I'm looking forward to. And I know y'all niggas looking forward to it too. So that's my little quick whatever. Definitely check my podcast. I got a podcast dropping today. I'm going to be going into more depths on this shit. But the teaser, I got to get a teaser because, bro, this battle right now is going to be the hardest battle that we've seen in a while. That's all I got to say. Hope y'all ready.